Rest in peace to all the kids that lost their lives in the Parkland shooting. This song is dedicated to you.
Okay, shaky con, never seen a nine. And I don't mind, cause I'm cute to vibe. I'm lost to the god, I'm in your mind. So we wanna die, yeah, we cross my little wanna die, yeah. No, I'm not a riot, yeah. I might start a riot, yeah. I'm so f***ing tired, yeah. So what's up, what you say? Feeling good, I'm feeling great. Tired of the f***ing day, stacking cheese all on my plate.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio 90.7 FM WGXE, broadcasting live Catskill, Acre, and Hudson. It's your lovely host, DJ Cola, and my even lovelier sound engineer,
DJ Money.
And we're going to be right back after a song and the news and the weather and all that, and we got a great show planned. I can't wait for you guys.
From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. Michael Ryan reports in the Mountain Eagle that incumbent Michael Papa and former Mayor Alan Higgins are competing for the mayor job in the village of Hunter in a March 21st election. Also, Jason DeLeo, Tyler Kelleher, and Abraham Stefanski are competing for one open seat on the Hunter Town Board. Higgins resigned as mayor last winter to take the job as superintendent of the village's Public Works Department, and Papa, a Hunter trustee, took over. Higgins says it is Papa's poor performance that has drawn him back. Higgins calls Papa a bully and says, and I quote, "Never have I seen a need as I have with this man. He does everything unilaterally. He feels he is in charge and in control of every aspect of village government. Actually, everything is a board of trustees decision," end quote. Papa said, and I quote, "I don't believe I have power over everything, but as mayor, I am head fiscal officer. Not everything is a board of trustees' choice. Many optics I have to deal with are mayoral decisions," end quote. Both Higgins as former mayor and Papa as current mayor accuse each other of being behind with filing the annual update of documents, the yearly financial reports filed with the state comptroller's office. About the bullying, Papa says, and I quote, "It's not bullying if you're trying to hold someone accountable for their job. If that's interpreted as bullying, that is their interpretation. When you start peeling back the onion, the problem is in the office. The village clerk is trying to create a case of harassment. She, in my view, has bullied people out of the office by the way she has treated them, by the behavior she imposed on them," end quote. Read more about this story, reprinted in Porcupine Soup. New York State of Politics reports that another lawsuit has been filed against the New York State Office of Cannabis Management. Currently, a lawsuit is blocking cannabis stores from opening in five regions of the state, including the Hudson Valley. The new lawsuit comes from some of New York's medical cannabis companies. They are asking the court to make state regulations come from the state legislature, the Office of Cannabis Management. They also want the judge to open up dispensary applications to all applicants, not just justice-involved candidates, and get law enforcement to crack down on illegal sales. Meanwhile, the fourth cannabis store in the state opened this week in Ithaca. Read the full story at New York State of Politics. Austin Jefferson reports in the Daily Freeman that Warren Lawrence has been with radio station WKNY for 50 years as of March 17th. He says the first day was, and I quote, scary. I was a kid and I was in high school. It's just something I was always interested in doing. I wrote letters to different radio stations and heard from the program director here, and I came in. We talked and I started hanging around doing different things around the station, end quote. Then Lawrence says, on, and I quote, St. Patrick's Day of 73, he called me and said, my overnight guy is not feeling good. Can you fill in? And I was like, yeah, sure. So that was the first day, end quote. Lawrence has been with Radio Kingston 1490 AM ever since. He said, and I quote, just interacting with so many people in the community or people I've worked with has been terrific. I never thought it would last this long, end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, March 17th. Local early morning temperatures range from 27 degrees in Steventown to 45 just outside Greene County in Roxbury. Regional average soil temperature is 35 degrees. Okay, yes, rain is gonna fall today, all day generally, and wind gusts will be around hitting near 2 p.m. That might make it feel a bit stormy, but we hit 53 degrees at 5 p.m. Overnight, we dip all the way to 32, kissing the freezing point for about 3 hours. Hopefully, that's the start of a pattern. Rain ends by daybreak, then Saturday will be dry, but moderately windy with a high of 46. Overnight, we dip to 24 degrees. Then, Sunday, things look a little rough. It will be dry, but wind gusts in the upper 30s and a high temperature of 35 make conditions frigid. Yeah, but, Monday, we hit 50 degrees again, and no rain is expected. Here's a little teaser. Today's river temperature will be 36.8 degrees. Today's tide strength is average. At that temperature, most people only last about 20 minutes, so we're going to be keeping that as just a preview until things are a little safer. Sunset today will be at 6:49 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7 o'clock a.m. Looking way up, we see at the moment things are quiet, but thanks to the proximity of the equinox and the Russell McFerrin effect, aurora chances are at their peak. Watch that KP index. 7 and over brings the aurora playground down to our latitude, making it at least possible to be viewed. Solar wind speed is currently 456.1 kilometers per second at 5.4 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible outside of AM radio till dark, then fair below 15 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 1.6, quiet. The current sunspot number is 84. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio on 90.7 FM, WGXE, broadcasting live, Catskill Lake, around Hudson. Today, I am joined by...
DJ Jamoni.
And I'm your host, DJ Cola.
Yo!
Bro, no.
Had it planned.
He got me hyped up because the Kirby music. I'm the best Kirby main. Anyways, today, we just got a nice show of questions, you know. Also, for you guys out there, we're still doing that giveaway. If you want to win a $25 gift card of your choice, hit us up at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. Did I get that right?
Yep.
All right. So, you know, we're going to do just random email. I think we... Did we say something last time? About, like...
Oh, yeah, if you email us, tell us what card you want.
Right.
Alright, so, real quick, rock, paper, scissors, me.
What? Rock, paper, scissors, come on. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors,
are we just gonna keep on tying?
Okay.
Now, since you won, you get this.
This is some. I like this background music. This is a good. This is a good background music for plotting. I'm plotting. I'm cooking. If you had to take over the world,
this.
Alright, how would, like, if I would, if I, what?
Let's say, for whatever reason, you turn into a supervillain. Mm-hmm. How are you gonna take over the world? What's your plan?
Mind control is too easy. It's boring. It would be easy to stop. Probably block off the sun.
Block out the sun? Oh, that's interesting. All right, let's say you got a budget of, you know, I think a million. Yeah, a million's fair, because...
I'm pulling a Dr. Doofenshmirtz from the alternate reality where he won.
A million isn't even that much in the big scheme. If you're trying to take over the whole world, I would...
I'm buying hospitals.
Ooh, that's a good plan. I think I would poison all water supplies... Hypothetically, by the way, guys, this is a hypothetical. If you were a supervillain, I'm not a supervillain. I'm literally the most pacifist person you will ever meet. I literally, if I see a cat, I have to stop and pet them.
Lies. He's plotting. He's plotting on every one of you.
But
be careful.
Anyways, hypothetically, if I was a supervillain, poison the water streams, make an antidote, sell it.
I would take over hospitals and just stop the medicine supplies coming through.
You couldn't do that with just $1 million. A hospital alone is probably more than $1 million.
So, I feel if it's a small town. If it's a small town. Because think of it, Dashville doesn't have a hospital.
That's true. I mean,
you would have to go to Hudson.
Let's make things a little bit easier. $1 million, one superpower. I'm also going to nerf it.
Okay, superpower. If you think of a bad thought that I can read, your brain melts.
Bad thought that you can read. Alright. To read somebody's... Alright, I'm gonna think of some... weird way. You have to, like, have some setup. You're not gonna be able to just do it randomly. You have to...
Oh, wait, no, can I change it?
Yeah.
If I touch you in any sort of way, I'm able to choose if you live or die.
No, I think that's too overpowered.
Well, it's not. Because that could be... I could have a valid nerf.
Alright, okay, got it.
That would have a valid nerf.
If you touch somebody... Okay, hold on.
Look at you over here getting hyped because of music. I don't know if I would
have
been
to...
Kirby. My apologies.
You have to know the person's name, birthday, and social security code.
How am I gonna know their social security code?
Good luck.
Okay.
You're gonna be the most deadly credit card thief.
That is a good. That's what I would do. I would be a credit card.
Alright, you know what? I got a simple one. I would want to be able to change my appearance at will. Doesn't gotta be crazy.
Nostalgia.
It doesn't gotta be like whole. What's it called?
Body morph.
Like, I'm not turning into a zebra. Just facial features, height, hair length, hair color, body width, just stuff like that.
But your voice doesn't change.
Ooh. See, I feel like that's when you get caught. You know what you do? You go in a room, change, act like a normal bystander. That's
why
I
best side background character.
Hold on. This is a good idea. I'm gonna be plotting about this. I'm gonna be writing about somebody who can shapeshift and trying to take over the world.
That's what you're gonna write about?
Yeah, that sounds like a good book. That being said, if you had to live in any book, what would it be?
Probably Central City. Probably like a comic book. Probably... I was gonna say Spider-Man. but too much chaos happens in Marvel. And I'm not playing DC at all. I'm not even going to try to think of DC.
What's like a very, what's a happy book? Like a super happy, nothing bad.
For now?
Yeah. I mean...
Well, yeah, I would probably say for now. Because think about it. If you're a normal bystander, bro, you're really chilling.
I mean, you don't have... Just don't go to any...
Don't have kids.
Any
don't be in the army.
What
you need to do? Don't have kids. Don't be in the military. Don't be in the army. Work a normal 9-to-5.
I know what book I
want. You're good.
A Dog's Purpose. Because that way, dogs get reincarnated. And that makes me happy, because that means dogs. Like, I don't even have to elaborate. If you don't like dogs, I think, unless you're listening to it, everybody listening to Clubhouse Radio on 90.7 FM, broadcasting
WGXC,
Catskill, Ikra, and Hudson. We're playing some nostalgic stuff for 2000s kids.
I don't even think this is 2000s kids.
Yeah, this is totally 2000 kids nostalgia.
There's no way.
What do you mean? You're a 2000 kids.
Oh.
I'm watching the cogs turn in your mind. Think. If you were born in the 2000, if you were born on 2000 exactly, you're 23 now.
I'm not born in 2000 exactly. I was confused.
But I'm saying 2000 kids, some 2000 kids can legally drink now. Let that sink in.
And my 05 kids are just turning 18. And my 06 kids are just turning 17?
Yeah. That's a good question. Or that brings up another good question I had floating in the depths of my mind that just got, what's it called? Re-triggered.
How old would 2010's kids be right now?
2010's? Born exactly in 2010, you would be 13. But the question was, if you could change any law, what would it be? And what would you change it to?
What? Oh, I'm sorry.
If you could change any law.
I really don't know.
I think...
I want to say that you need a license to drive.
No, I like that. That's mine now. I'm stealing that. You don't need a license to drive?
No,
that would be fun.
You can only drive with a permit. You don't need a license.
I would get rid of all of the law.
I'm Javi, and...
We don't care.
No
right
free
now.
Advertisement on
Word
Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting live on 90.7.
Instead
FM.
Of that, we play Kirby here.
You know? You know what song I think Kirby would appreciate?
What?
I think Kirby would appreciate a new song that dropped.
Can I just turn it up? I didn't press anything. Okay, let's see. Kirby, what song do you appreciate? Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's kind of got a Kirby fit. You can't see in the video. He's dressed in pink. I mean,
okay.
He's Kirby. He got them Kirby glasses.
This song is by Connor Pierce. And I can never say his name.
BB No Money Sign.
Thank you. And it's called Not a Beanie. And 3, 2, 1, here we go. We'll be back.
Come on, honey. Yeah. I get what I want, don't need no genie. This right here, a toucan, ain't no beanie. Every time they see me, now they froze. No, there ain't a thing that you can't teach me. Rest in peace to Feeny. Got my own Topanga at the show. I ain't at the top, but I feel close to it. Got the speakers knocking, now these doors that keep on opening. Got too many yes men in your circle, how you supposed to win? If I play this for my girl and she don't like it, I ain't posting it. Whoa, rap game is the beast, popping up on no screens. Laptop in a dream, top notch with the keys. Wait, blast off out of reach, hopscotching on beats. Cause I just keep stepping on squares, these numbers increase. Whoa, yeah, baby no money in Connor, that's baby no price.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, that sounded nice.
Baby no price, roll up the tongue, got me saying it twice. Me falling off, keep wishing, tried to grant me 3 wishes. But look, I get what I want, don't need no genie.
This right here with Tuka ain't no beanie. Every time they see me, now they froze. No, there ain't a thing that you can't teach me. Rest in peace to Feeny. Got my own Topanga at the show.
I just looked up what Topanga means. Got
I'm good this year. I need more enemies. Baby, no real rat shit. Don't speak with energy. Baby, no enemy. Just woke up, I sip amphetamines. So short, you know what's better. Just made a minute, but a song about green bean. Baby, don't press, don't make it smittering. Freaking hit my DMs, pop my phone, keep it promiscuous. T-tens kissing by themselves, 20 simultaneous. They said, baby, smooth, ain't talking subcutaneous. Finally got my paper straight, it's fire, missing
magic.
Baby, no money, my brother in Christ. Connor, he killing it, checking the price.
Speaking of magic,
if you could have three wishes, what would it be?
I would wish for a
it can't be world peace, it can't be immortality, and it can't be money.
I would wish for exactly one more wish, and then that would ease my wish, and then I would have three wishes left.
Rest in peace, Feeny. Got my own Topanga at the show. Okay.
One, mine would be superpowers.
What, you got three superpowers. Which ones?
Teleportation.
Ooh, that's a good one. I got the nerf. You know, superpowers without no, like, limitations. Too OP. Nah, it's a good one. It's a fair one. Nobody can see you while you teleport. You have to be on scene to the eye.
So people can't notice me.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. People don't notice me anyway.
No, no.
I'm good. No, I'm good.
You can't be in anybody's line of sight. You have to, like...
Like they don't notice me.
Like they can't see you at all.
Okay, cool. I already, like I said, cool. They already don't
and
know what it is.
You can teleport to a place where people will notice you pop up. I think that's fair.
Like they can't notice that I'm there at all. Like they just can't see me teleport in.
They can't see you.
Like visit there at all?
Nope, it won't let you teleport if you're in somebody's line of eyesight. It wouldn't let you teleport where you want.
Alright, so I would just do it at nighttime.
That's fair. You can probably get out of their render distance that way.
Like, I would just do it at nighttime, and I would just pop up in alleys.
One place, bro, you're fast.
I would pop up in alleys.
You know what would be fast travel for you? Bathroom stalls. Yo,
that's your so power.
I pretty much just nerfed your power
so
to
smart.
Like teleport onto toilets.
That's
how do you feel?
So smart. That's so smart. I would just teleport to bathroom. Wait, no, that kind of sounds really.
Oh, it was either goodness. That, or you can only teleport to places you've been before. But that kind of takes the fun out of teleporting.
That takes
I feel
the fun out of everything,
yeah. Bro. All right.
If you had a time where you could talk to your younger self, what would you say? And would you get yourself to be proud of you?
I would tell them everything will be okay.
That would be the last thing? You get 5 minutes to be in there. Just you and your old self.
That would be my main message. To believe in yourself.
Pupils misbehaving like an eyesore.
Well, no matter what happens, just trips, keep your head up. Always try to find the positive, but they might
start. Ooh. All the lights. I would tell my younger self. Be more selfish. Be more selfish. And you don't have to force yourself on everybody. Not everybody is your friend. You don't need a friend.
Right. You're going to meet a lot of people, and you're going to meet a lot of people that don't like you. But at the same time, you're going to meet a lot of people that like you, and you're going to like them, and things are going to be awesome with them.
Oh, I know what I'm saying.
That's what I would say.
You don't need friends. Friends will need you.
I would say, in 2013, Bitcoin.
Oh my god, 2013.
If I have a conversation with my past self, I'm telling him, get your mom and dad, get our mom and dad to invest in Bitcoin.
I would say, don't listen to your mom and get dreads anyway. Like, I would want to start my dread journey early. Because by this time, I probably would have wanted to restart.
Hey, that being said, if you couldn't be a character in any media, what would you be? Like, you live their life.
If I could be any character?
Like, you don't get to change anything, you just live their life from start to finish.
But what is an anime that I would want to be? Wait, you said character or anime?
Character. It can be in anything. You just live their life. Ooh, I know who I would pick, actually. I would pick Ash Ketchum. What?
I thought I heard something different.
I would. Wait, hold on. I just messed up my brain. Who would I be? And I have no consequences, really.
You don't get to change your actions. You're just living, like...
I know, but, like, okay, as that character, what character do I know that really doesn't have consequences or gets hurt?
Ash Ketchum doesn't really get hurt.
Yes, he does. He gets hurt by Pokemon. He legit gets shocked by Pikachu constantly.
But he doesn't, like, die. It's like a kid's show, so nobody dies.
That's not true.
Who dies in Pokemon? Amber?
Yeah.
Loser. I'm not Amber.
Okay. Alright. Ash basically died in Pokemon when, like, at the beginning of the show, like, where you got that crazy Thunderbolt.
All I'm saying is, you get to live a good life. You get to travel different regions, getting a bunch of exotic pets, and then at the end, in Sun and Moon, you get to become the champion.
You're right.
You get a goal that you've been working towards the whole time. That sounds like a pretty satisfying life.
Who would I really want to be, like, from a show? Is a good question. Who would I want to be? Who would I want to be? Who would I want to be? I feel like I would want to be, like a gumball character. Like, I feel like I would probably...
That life would be fun.
I feel like I would be Darwin.
I'm trying to think of anything bad that happens to him. I mean, he becomes a ghost, so he technically dies. But he comes,
like,
back.
But, like, he comes back, though. Yeah, it's like he had a choice to be a ghost. And it wasn't either for that long.
I feel that.
Hmm.
Ooh. What about Danny Phantom? Then he can become a ghost.
But think about it. Boy really had to raise his evil self. And bro went through mad heartbreaks. Look, bro. Bro went through mad heartbreaks. Had to raise his evil self from the future. Bro had to watch his parents die and his friends.
Don't we all?
No.
I mean...
Not by a gas tank. Not by a gas. Bro, like,
hold on. I don't know my past.
Bro, I legit have to look to hell.
I've seen many people die from gas tanks. It's a shame, really. I could have saved them by not aiming at the gas tank.
Oh. Police, help me.
Speaking of that, if there is any police listening, or anybody in general, if you're listening,
I was playing.
No, I was just saying, you're listening to Clubhouse Radio, 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting live, Catskill Acre, Hudson. Today, we're just having a chill day. Next week, you know what we're going to do?
Yeah.
We might pick a winner. Or are we going to extend it?
Let's find this song, emails us.
We'll see, because we're doing 25. Gift card giveaway. I'm lying about the ASMR. If you want to hit us up at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com, we're going to pick a, you know, tell us something about yourself or answer one of the questions. We love answers to our questions.
If you had gravity powers.
Oh, gravity powers?
What would be the first thing you could do?
Time travel.
Wait, gravity powers?
Yes.
How are you? Time travel.
Gravity.
Oh, gravity.
Is the curvature of space-time. Therefore, I could time travel.
I mean, I guess if you rotate the planet up in another direction.
I don't know. All I know is Albert Einstein was a pretty cool dude, and, like, he said something about special relativity. And he's got, like, funny hair. You know he never wore socks?
No.
Yeah. He was also autistic.
I heard that too. I heard that one.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I need to find this video where Dark Danny hurts his family in front of normal Danny. And I need to find it. If I don't find it, I'll be very upset. What?
I didn't say anything. Anyways. Oh, yeah, by the way. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
No green. Don't be...
What do you mean? I think St. Well, you don't love St. Patrick's Day?
I do.
Okay, I was about to say...
It's because it's Green Day.
That's what I thought. I love Green Day.
Oh, my God. Wait, hold on.
What? Are you putting on Green Day?
Yes.
Now? Bro, okay. So, to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, everybody, we're going to play some Green Day because St. Patrick's...
What's a good Green Day?
It's literally
song?
Green Day. Brain Stew. No, wait, that's... That has no words. Good riddance.
I'm gonna just put Green Day clean songs.
We're gonna play the raffle. Whatever song it gives us, that's the one we're gonna play. But that being said, hello everybody. You are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, broadcasting to you in Acre, Catskill, Hudson. We're gonna be celebrating St. Patrick's Day with
Green Day,
because it is Green Day.
I'm DJ Shamani. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm DJ Shamani, and I have a host, and... Thanks.
We will be back right after the song and the news update.
Empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one. And I walk up, my shadow's the only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating. Sometimes I wish someone a girl will find me. We'll be right back.
That's on Harvey and Acre with the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Roger Hennigan-Gilson reports for the Times-Union that on March 21st, Coxsackie Village voters will choose between incumbent Republican Mark Evans and Democrat Veronica Foley for mayor. Foley became involved in village politics because of the development of the Newberry Boutique Hotel. The hotel is attached to an event center on the village waterfront and broke village zoning rules and undermined permissions granted by the village planning board, creating more opposition in Coxsackie. The Newberry got a stop work order by the village, but then several residents, including Foley, found it had been built with an extra floor, one of several unapproved variations of the plan. Foley started a newsletter about the building project and eventually other village government news. If she wins the election, Foley says she will continue the newsletter, quote, but on a wider scale, unquote. Evans is up for his eighth term as village mayor. He grew up in Coxsackie and is the vice president of the state telephone company, founded by his great-grandfather. Evans is also a former paramedic and president of Green County Paramedics. Evans crows about an upgrade of the village's water system and a $3 million state grant to install a water tank to back up the system in case of water main breaks under his watch. And recently, Coxsackie won a $4.5 million New York Forward grant that Evans wants to use to address the local affordable housing crisis. Evans said, quote, I want to try and do everything I can to ensure that my kids, who both graduated the high school here and work in the area, will have a place where they will be always be able to afford in Coxsackie, unquote. But Foley believes winning the grant works against Evans because of his administration's lack of transparency. She said that she is concerned that picking the final project list would involve, quote, opaqueness, unquote, from the village, and she pledged open communication and transparency as mayor. Read more about this story in the Times-Union. Andrea Macko reports for Porcupine Soup that hunters in Greene County killed 43 bears during the 2022 hunting season. Statewide, hunters killed 1,318 bears. But Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sago said, quote, New York's black bear populations remain robust, particularly in the Catskill and Adirondack regions. Regulated bear hunting is a necessary tool for population management, especially with numbers increasing in recent years. I'm pleased to see hunters across the state logged another successful and safe bear hunting season, unquote. The area of New York that includes Greene, Schoharie, and Delaware and Ulster counties had the largest number of bears harvested per 100 square miles, according to the DEC. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that New York nursing homes will no longer require negative COVID-19 tests for entry, State Department of Health officials announced on March 17th. Acting State Health Commissioner Dr. James McDonald said, quote, enabling families to visit their loved ones safely remains a priority for the Department of Health. Our new guidance aligns with CMS guidance and recommends that facilities use passive screening, which includes providing visitor and staff education on COVID-19 signs and symptoms and post-instructional signage throughout the facility, unquote. In other words, anything goes now at state nursing homes, and there will be signs. Wearing a face mask and hand washing may be suggested, but not required. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org.
Having trouble trying to sleep. I'm counting shit but running out. As time ticks by, still I try. No rest for crying, stops in my mind. On my own, here I go. Feel like they're gonna bleed. Right up and bulging out my skull. My mouth is dry. My face is numb. Something's spun out in my room. On my own, here we go.
drive. The clock is laughing in my face. Crooked spine. My sense is dulled. That's the point of delirium.
The future is threatened.
Sending coordinates now.
By enemies off.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC and broadcasting to you in Acre Catskill and Hudson. Although, if you're listening on our website, we love you all the same. And giving me flashbacks.
XD.
You know, this channel.
And you're watching Disney Channel.
This show, Clubhouse Radio, really is just the nostalgia pit for 2000s kids.
If he was.
2010.
Imagine being born in 2010.
People born in 2010s are already teenagers. How does that make you feel? Or at least if you were born in 2010 exactly.
I'm chilling.
If you were born in 2000, you're 23. If you were born in 2000, you can legally drink and smoke. And drive.
Your brain's almost developed.
Your brain develops fully.
No, because your brain doesn't fully develop until you're 25.
Yep, 25. Some people might say it's 26 now. I'm not sure about that. You don't quote me on it. I'm not completely sure.
Do you know when boys stop growing?
I don't really think there's any hard set answer because genetics isn't like a rest. Or, I mean, it is like a rest. It isn't like exact measurements. It's like random stuff.
You know, if you look up the age on Google, you don't know what age it says?
21.
No.
22.
No.
23.
Nope.
24.
No.
19.
No.
18.
No.
16.
Yeah.
I was so off.
I thought you stopped growing at 20.
20? Okay.
But I thought it was 16.
I was waiting for something after the 20. I'm just over here looking at you like, 20 what? Give me the answer.
21 questions.
You say 21.
21 pilots.
Do you say 11? Do you say 11 or 121? Or 11-teen? Do you say 11-teen or 121? Do you say 11-teen or 121?
I just say 11.
What does that mean?
Song break, because my brain hurts. Okay, one or two?
This one.
Okay, we'll be back.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter. Just begun.
whoosh, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo Figaro.
Magnifico!
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor guy from a poor family. Spare him his life from this monstrosity.
Let me go.
Bismillah. No, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah. We will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah. We will not let you go. We'll not let you go.
Never.
We'll not let you go.
Oh,
mamma mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me. For me.
What the sound?
run. Yeah, get to hear me this time, no, I'm done. I won't go back to my stages, my new trend. Well, let's go say hi to the new friend.
Everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM and to Catholic Lake from Hudson.
But what are the qualities?
If you're in the lovely world, we still love you because you're our family. You're part of the clubhouse.
You're part of the crew,
man. Wannabe, you will accept my love. Please,
you're part of the crew, man.
Being said, we're just kind of going on a little bit of a nostalgia binge here.
There's a shadow on the wall.
Stay I don't know
calm,
this.
Oh, stay one? Calm. There's a figure in the hall. Stay calm. Stay calm. Keep my wits and stay alive. Wish I
why is he slowly turning into a robot?
There's a stranger in us all. Stay calm. Stay calm.
Don't know.
Every hair is on its end. That's
he's slowly turning into, like,
feeling my adrenaline.
Animatronic.
That's fine. I'm fine. Away the creeps safely from my swivel seat. Something's crawling through the vent. That's fine. Oh. That drop.
There's a ghost in the machine. Stay calm. Talking about, we're just vibing music. Listening to us on the website. Treat yourself to some water.
Do you like the bubble in your gut? Do you like bubble guts?
I mean, yes, because I like burping.
You like bubble guts confirmed. No. It's so creepy. It's so creepy.
What?
That you can just...
Or one. Oh, yeah. Bro, one. I almost sounded like a gunshot. Oh, this is nostalgic. Sweet tarts.
You want to know a game that I feel like a lot of people forgot about? Baldi's Basics.
That one's kind of living in my subconscious.
It's like
you know when you find something that you haven't consumed, like a piece of media you haven't consumed in such a long time?
Yes.
And then it just hits you with the wave of just where you were, like nostalgia. Yeah, that's why we love you.
We appreciate you.
That being said, you're listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting July on 90.7 FM WGXC, Catskill Lake, Hudson. But if you're living somewhere else listening, we love you.
If you're still listening, we appreciate you. Now, I'm going to take the reins from my lovely host right now, just for a quick second, and say... A fish...